Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Stephanie Graham, who is the event coordinator for a special event coming up at Friendship Botanic Gardens out in the dunes, east of Michigan City. Welcome, Stephanie.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Your event is called the Uptown Boys Concert. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, what is that? That sounds interesting.
Yeah. So it's the Uptown Boys. They perform the swagger of Jersey Boys, and they sing the legendary songbook of Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
So
that sounds
looking cool. Forward to having them.
Yeah. So it's Billy Joel a la, say it, the Jersey Boys.
Yes, so the way they perform is kind of Jersey Boys style, but singing the entire, songbook of Billy Joel, yes.
I love that songbook. I adore that
music. I know,
music.
I do too.
So they harmonize it, I assume.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds great. So this is an event that's taking place. There are two performances?
There are two performances, August 6th and 7th, from 7:30 to 9:30, and we are on Central Time, and it is here at the Garden.
Yes, in Indiana, so Central Time.
Correct.
All right. And how are tickets accessible?
Tickets can be purchased on our website, and they can also be purchased at the door. They are $40.
Mm-hmm. And can you bring food? Or is it going to be there?
We will have a food truck on site, and we will also have a bar for people to get drinks as well.
Nice. So it's it's a full service adult program.
Yes, it absolutely is.
and is it going to be kind of Ravinia style with seating and so forth?
Yes, it is. So. People will sit out on our lawn. They may bring their own chairs or blankets if they like, but we also have lawn chairs available to use, so it's totally up to them what they would like to do.
The Friendship Botanic Gardens have had quite a resurgence, a renaissance in recent years, haven't they?
Yes, we absolutely have. We have got a very large list of concerts now going on all summer long. We call it our Music Under the Stars series. Mm-hmm. So it's really booming.
How long does it run this summer?
We have shows all the way up until our last Johnny V concert is on October 8th.
Oh, and I assume you probably couldn't have as many events last year.
We actually were able to, given the fact that we were an outdoor venue and everybody was outside, and it actually turned out to be very popular. People still wanted to get outside and do something, and we were able to provide that, so it really turned out kind of nice.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. So you were all ready then for this season?
Absolutely, we were.
when did you kick off your music series this year?
Our music series actually kicks off tonight.
Oh, well, that's...
We have Johnny V tonight, so yeah, his first show.
Tell me more about the Uptown Boys. Are they a local group?
So the Uptown Boys are three guys. They're from New York Broadway, so we're flying them in. They have over 40 years of cumulative work on Broadway's biggest shows, Jersey Boys, Miss Saigon, Million Dollar Quartet, West Side Story, and Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of talent headed our way.
How many boys are there?
There's three of them. Yeah.
So they've had long careers already in their lives.
Yes, they have.
Yeah. It sounds like they've done a lot of work. Well, it's great that you're providing them with some additional performance opportunities right now at this time when so many great performers in New York and all over the country have been furloughed, more or less, unengaged.
Right. They're very excited to come. When we reached out to them, they were all on board. So I think they're really excited to come and perform here.
And they haven't before? This is their debut?
That is correct, yes.
Well, that's great. Well, that sounds like a really fun event, Under the Stars, as you say. And two performances, August 6th and 7th, the Uptown Boys performing the music of Billy Joel out at Friendship Botanic Gardens, which is a really beautiful place and thriving, I know. Yeah, under its new leadership over the last several years. Well, Stephanie, thank you for joining me on Eye on the Arts today. And thank you all for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.